Welcome to A Little Bit of Church Every Day, home Bible study 21st century style. CAC Daily iCast is aired Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Simply go to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the live webcast link.
You can join us for our radio broadcast Sundays at 9:30 a.m. on WQHY FM 95.5 out of Prestonsburg, Kentucky. You can also go to Q95FM.net, whether you live on the East Coast, West Coast, or around the world. That's Q95FM.net. You can also catch the television broadcast Sundays at 10 a.m. on the Tri-State CW, that's WQCW-TV, and you can watch us Sundays at 2 and 2:30 p.m. on Mountaintop Media TV. And if you don't get those cable channels or satellite service, you can still watch us Sundays at 2 and 2:30 simply by going to mountaintopmedia.com.
You can follow CAC Daily iCast on Facebook at CAC Daily. Follow our Phelps campus at CAC Phelps I, our Pikeville campus at Pikeville Apostolic, and Pastor McKinney at Pastor RDM. We're also on Twitter at CAC Daily iCast, the Phelps campus at CAC Phelps, the Pikeville campus at Pike UPC, and you can connect with Pastor McKinney at Pastor RDM. You can call in and leave your prayer requests and praise reports at 606-282-4108 or email those prayer requests and praise reports to cacdaily@cacphelps.org or cacdaily@cornerstoneapostolic.org. Let's now join Pastor McKinney as he takes us through another study in the Word.
Everybody, and welcome to another CAC Daily iCast, just a little bit of church every day, home Bible study, 21st century style, and we certainly appreciate you joining us this morning for another study in the Word, and I pray that that you will be blessed by what we study, and you will take what we study and dig a little deeper and do more study so that you can get the fullness of God's Word in your life. So welcome to the broadcast. We want to pick right up where we left off yesterday, and we're going to start in verse number 9. We are in 1 John chapter 3, and we're going to begin at verse number 9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. And I want to stop right there, and I want to go to the Lord in prayer. As we study today, this is going to be lesson number 1045 of our study through the Word. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we come before your presence and we thank you for this opportunity that you have blessed us to be gathered here today to utilize this platform to teach your word. I pray, Lord, that you would bless us today, that we will rightly divide the word of truth, expound it fully, and we'll all leave here with more knowledge than we came. For it's all in the mighty name of Jesus we ask and pray. Amen. Well, you know, when I look at verse number 9, and I'll bring this up on the split screen for you. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. And this is important because we are not people that continue to sin after we give our life to the Lord. We start working on focusing, doing righteousness. Now, there's going to be mistakes you'll make. There's going to be times that you fail God. I fail God. You have failed God. In fact, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But once you start serving the Lord, you're not continuing in sin. You're now trying to get your focus on Jesus and your life lining up to his word. So this is what this is talking about, and it gives us a little information of why that, you know, when we look at being born of God, that we don't sin, because we don't make it a practice of sin. We don't, do anything on a pathway of sin, if I could term it that way, because we changed roads. We were on the path or the road of sin, and now we're on the road to righteousness. So we're not on that road anymore. And the New Living Translation says, those who have been born into God's family do not make a practice of sinning because God's life is in them. We're full of the Holy Ghost. We got His Word in us. We got His Spirit in us. The Bible calls it His seed. And of course, I want to give you a definition of that because I think it's important that we understand this because if we don't really understand what it's saying, there's going to be a misunderstanding of the Word of God. What can the Word of God really mean? Because when you talk about seed, we know that the Word of God is seed. It's planted into our life so that we can become more like Him, do the things that His Word says. But it also means something sown like a seed, but it also, and please don't get upset. This is a Greek definition. It's from the word sperma, which is male sperm. And it's when you talk about, the seed of Abraham, it's talking about his offspring. So when the seed of the Lord is in us, His Word, His Spirit, then we have the very sowing of His seed or planting of His seed in our life so that we can do what He wants us to do and not sin. You can talk about a grain or a kernel is seed, but you can also talk metaphorically of a seed or residue or a generation, but you can also talk about, sperm. And that is what produces children. So we have been receiving, because it says His seed remains in Him. And because we have that in us, and please don't say that I'm degrading God's Word or degrading what God does. He plants His Word in our life and He plants His Spirit in our life, and then we become like Him. So that is, and we know that the Word of God is seed that is planted. When you talk about seed being planted in your life, you're talking about the Word of God. So I want to clarify that, but I want to give you the full Greek rendering of that word so that you would understand it. So whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for His seed remaineth in him. His Word is in us, and His Spirit is in us. So we not only know, now we're convicted. We're taught by the Holy Ghost, and that's the Spirit of the Lord. And it says He cannot sin. Now, when you say He cannot sin, there's something I need to kind of point out here. Because in the New Living Translation, it says, so they can't keep on sinning. That's what the New Living Translation says. The ESV says, He cannot keep on sinning. So once we have the Word in us and the Spirit of the Lord in us, we can't just continue down that road. We actually have to turn around. We actually have to make sure that we are not on that road of sin, but we're on the road to righteousness. We don't want to sin. We don't continue in sin. We refuse to sin. Doesn't mean that we literally cannot sin, because you can do anything you want to. Right now, you may have the Holy Ghost. You may be full of the Word of God. You may have knowledge and wisdom and understanding and decide that you just want to go out and get drunk and go to debauchery party and all of this. Yeah, you may decide to do that. So you can do whatever you want to. So it doesn't mean that we become like robots when we have the Word of God in our life or the presence of the Lord in our life, the Spirit of the Lord. Doesn't mean we become like robots. It literally means that we now don't want to do that. Can you understand that? Can you grab onto that and say, okay, I understand what it's saying now. We don't want to sin. We don't want to continue in sin. Because that's what the ESV version says. He cannot keep on sinning. We can't keep on sinning if we got the Word of God in us and the Spirit of the Lord in us. We can't keep on doing the lifestyle that we used to do. We can't keep going to the same places and doing the same things and the sinfulness and the immorality and all of those things. We can't continue on that road once we have the Word of God in our life and the Spirit of the Lord in our life. I hope that kind of clarifies what this is saying. And the bottom line, it says, because why? We're born of God. We're born of God. His seed is in us. Now we're born. We're born again. We're born of God. We're not that old man anymore. We're not that old creature anymore. In fact, the Bible says we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. So yeah, we've been born again, new creatures in Christ. Oh, this is a good study. I hope you're getting this, and I hope that we all can leave here understanding this completely. Then we find that in verse number 10, it says, in this the children of God are manifest. What does manifest mean? Made known. Just like when God was manifest in the flesh, we know him as Jesus. He was made known in the flesh, and that's Jesus Christ. In this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. So this is how we're going to determine who is who. Now, I know some of y'all is going to say, wait a minute, Pastor, time out. We're not the judge. No, we're not the judge. But we can make righteous judgments of what's going on around us and who we're hanging out with and who we're going to church with and who is right and who is wrong. We absolutely have that right to make that judgment. So we see from verse 10, this is how the children of God are manifest, and this is also how the children of the devil are manifest or made known. This is how we know, you know, if people don't continue in sin and start on a right path, the right path to righteousness, we know that reveals that they are born of God. They're children of God. If people keep sinning and keep going down that road of immorality and sin and destruction, they're not of God. They're born of the devil. They're children of the devil. So now we have to say that, you know, if the seed of God is in us, the Word of God and His Spirit, then if the devil has children, that must mean that he's planted in them. Now, I don't believe in this false teaching that's going on in the world today that says you're either born for heaven or hell. And they use this particular portion about seed that says if you have the seed of God in you, then you cannot sin and you're going to heaven and you'll never be lost. But that's false teaching. That's taking what we're reading here and putting it in a different word. We got to take the word for what it means. I'm just saying if the Spirit of the Lord is in us, and his word is in us to get us on the right path, the devil's spirit is probably in people, and I'm not going to say probably is in people, and his word. You know, the devil has words. You know what they are? Lies. Lies. That's all the word he has. He don't have no Bible. He don't have no, Old Testament, New Testament. He just has lies. And what he does, he plants those lies. That's his seed. He plants those lies in the lives of individuals. And the next thing you know, they believe a lie and are damned. So you're not born. I want to rephrase this. You're not born for heaven or hell. God knows if you're going to make it to heaven or if you're going to go to hell. God knows. We don't know. We're not destined to one or the other. You can't say, oh, well, that family's cursed, so everybody that's born in that family's going to hell. No. Anyone that repents, anyone that gets baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus, anyone that gets filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence of speaking in other tongues, just like Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and preached, has come out of sin, and now we want the Spirit of the Lord in us. We want the Word of God in us, the Word of God in us, and then we want to start on a different path. I don't want to continue. We read you the article. We read you the article of this Commonwealth Minute, where a gospel drag queen show at Calvary Episcopal Church in Louisville, Kentucky, took place. And I like what he says, because he was calling out the church bulletin. On the church bulletin, the philosophy is Calvary's welcome extends to all, but more importantly, God welcomes you for exactly who you are. Now, that's a statement that is misleading, because yes, God calls you, and he doesn't care where you've been and what you've done. There's only one sin you can't be forgiven of, and that's blaspheming the Holy Ghost. And that happens after you know him. But all of those that God calls out of sin, immorality, ungodliness, they don't stay in that condition. I know a lot of churches that do just like this Episcopalian church and says God welcomes you for exactly who you are. But the Christian faith has taught for over 2,000 years that God calls his people to do more than just exist or persist in their self-contrived ways. You know, God doesn't want us to stay in the condition we're found in. In fact, he wants us to change. So we can't say, well, you know, God is one that is, taking us, and he'll take me as I am. I don't have to change. I don't have to quit sinning. I don't have to quit this, that, or the other. No, God takes us as we are, but wants us to change into something more, better, righteous, holy. I know we're living in that day where people, just like this article that was written, is a drag queen show in church the way to show God's unconditional love? No. We can't lure or entice or invite or expect people to come to church by giving the world. Here's what I say all the time. If you give the world, you get worldly results. So that means that if I look, and I've heard churches say this, come as you are. Well, that's great. That's awesome. Come as you are. Yes, come as you are. But you can't stay as you are. God wants you to change. God wants you to get off the road of sin. This is how you know the children of God and the children of the devil. They get off the road of sin and on the road to righteousness. Those are the children of God. That's how you know the children of God. Are they doing right? Are they living biblical? Are they following the word? Those that are not doing that, following the word, living right, living holy, separate from the world, they're children of the devil. It's that simple. Now, with that said, We look and we say, in this the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. That's, I told you, if you read 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John and you don't repent and pray, something's wrong with you. Because it'll make you check yourself. You might say, well, I know I'm living right, but I feel like I need to repent. Hey, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. So, neither he that loveth not his brother. I think it's interesting he threw that in there. That he's not only talking about people that don't live righteous. They're not of God, they're of the devil. That's what he said. But he also said, them that don't even love their brother, they're not of God. We have to be careful that, and who is your brother? Oh, man, who is your brother? You know that illustration of the Good Samaritan, who is my neighbor? Who is your brother? You got to love people. You got to love people. You got to reach out to people. You can't hold grudges. You can't be these people that get mad at somebody and hold a grudge for the rest of your life. I'm afraid people that do that are going to be lost. You got to let it go. You got to just forget about it. Don't hold them grudges. Don't hate your brother, because if you don't love your brother, you're not of God. That's what John says. I think that's pretty stout teaching. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. So yeah, loving your brother and sister in the church is very important, but we're to love others, the sinner. You don't have to love sin to love the sinner. You don't have to condone sin to love the sinner. And I see that our time is up for today, but I'd just like to reiterate just a little bit that John is saying we are not on the path of sinning, or we don't live a life of sin, because why? His seed is in us. His word is planted in us, and his spirit is in us. So now we want to do right. We want to talk right. We want to be right. I used to hear an older sister, and she would say this. She'd say, I used to be in a seem right way. It seemed right. It felt good. It seemed as if everything was okay. But she said, I don't want to be in a seem right way. I want to be in the right way. Not a seem right. You know, something can seem right and not be right. Does that make sense? Something can seem right and not be right. But you know what? There is a right way. Jesus said he is the way. I hope this has helped you today. We can see who is of God and who is of the devil because it's manifest. People that do righteousness and are holy and separate from the world, they're of God. Those that are still following the path of sin, hating their brother, causing division, doing all sorts of stuff, they're not of God. They're of the devil. So I want to close with that today, and I hope that this has been a help to you, because after all, I want to always remember God has called us to be born again, to be different, to come out from among the world and be separate. So in the closing remarks of this lesson 1045, let's do righteousness. Let's follow righteousness. Let God's seed be planted in you, the Word of God, His Spirit, so that you can do the right things. Let's pray. Lord, we come before your presence. We thank you for this opportunity that you blessed us to be gathered here together in your precious name. I pray, Lord, that you would move in a mighty, miraculous way for each and every one that is watching today, that we will all understand that we are going to be manifest. We are going to be made known by what we do, how we speak, where we go, the things we participate in. We're going to be known. as your children or as the children of the devil. Lord, I just pray that you would bless us today, that we will all strive to live holy and righteous and pleasing unto you. Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness and long-suffering. Help us to be pleasing unto you, because I want to make it to heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Have enjoyed the teaching session today. I've enjoyed bringing it to you. Had a few distractions here, phone ringings and different things, but we hope that you have enjoyed the broadcast today, and hope that you will tell your family and friends that they too can enjoy the broadcast Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we got to get out of here and get some stuff done. And we have our trivia question up and running. And the trivia question for today is this. Who introduced Baal worshiping to the Israelites? All you got to do is go to the Facebook page of CAC Daily. Click on the link. It'll take you where you need to go. And we hope to see everybody tomorrow. That's right. Everybody have a great day, because we are out of here.
On behalf of Pastor McKinney and the congregation of Cornerstone Apostolic Church, we would like to invite you and your family to come and visit with us. We feel that you will enjoy the Spirit-filled atmosphere as we worship the Lord together in spirit and in truth. We have Sunday school classes for all ages, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., and Wednesday evening service at 7 p.m. The adults meet in the main sanctuary, while the youth meet in the CAC Youth Sanctuary. You can also catch our services live by going to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the live webcast link during our regular and special scheduled services. If you missed a service, you can still watch that service in its entirety by going to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the video archives link. Come on out to Cornerstone Apostolic Church and experience the power of Pentecost. We hope to see you in future services.